Welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number, I want to say 41. I want to say 41, but let me double check. I actually did go to check this earlier and that wasn't working, but we're all good now. We're all good. So it is episode number 42. I was wrong. Episode number 42. And this week I am going to talk about something that's kind of happened to me this week. As I say in the, I think I said this in the podcast last week. I don't tend to like plan what I'm going to talk about. I just talk about what's relevant to that given week. If there's any lessons, any observations, anything that kind of comes up, what either in conversations or stuff that happens to me, or stuff I've noticed. And this week there's been quite a big kind of revelation, if you like. And it's, I suppose, this episode's going to be to walk down the line of know your body. Like, it's your body. Understand it. Know when something's not right, and it's your body, your rules. You get to choose what you do with your body. And my obviously I've had a lot of different gynecological stuff that's been going on, and it's been years and years and years of kind of everyday pain, although I mask it pretty well as far as like everyday life's concerned. And I have tried everything. I've spoke about this before. I've tried everything. I've been to doctors a million times. I've been to urologists. I've been to gynecologists. I've been to acupuncture. I've been to therapy. I've been to, I'm trying to think what else. Any, all sorts of spiritual healing, you name it. I've tried that. Obviously, as you know, I spoke about last week. I have been doing like a plant-based, no processed foods, no sugar, no inflammatory foods diet. This will be like the third week I've been like so specific with that. Again, it was just from the whole perspective of the more I understand about my body, the more I understand about hormones, or more I understand about like the change in hormones and how that affects us. It was kind of like, right, okay, I need to do, if I can heal my gut or heal, then that'll help heal elsewhere. So that was the idea down that line. Anyway, the other thing I had like within my control was I had a coil in, and I had had that in since, not the same one, but I had had that in since I had MELAB. So I'd been in contraception basically since I was about 15 in some way or shape or form. Obviously, like with the exception of when I was pregnant. And so effectively those contraceptions initially did not work. Anyway, so 15, I'm now 38, so that's like 23 years. Let's take maybe a couple of years off that for my two pregnancies. So 21 years minimum I have been on some form of contraception. And the more I was thinking about it, the more I'm learning about health and hormones and all that sort of stuff, the more it's like highlighting that can't be good. And I'm all down that whole natural route, like if your body, like stopping your body doing its natural process, it's got to have a cause somewhere. So this was like having this coil in was like it was something that was stopping the natural process in my body. I was kind of thinking, could this be the reason why all these things are happening? I was told by doctors and nurses and specialists, like there's no way, like actually it'll help, it's helping my endometriosis. If I took it out, my endometriosis would be worse. I've actually went to the Sandyford in June to get it out and was convinced not to get it out. And due to all the different things that I have been experiencing, and I have had like lots of different examinations. So I've had laparoscopies, I've had cystoscopies, I've had internal examinations, I've had internal scans, I've had external scans, you name it. And it's just kind of going around in circles, total limbo. And on Monday, I booked my second appointment to go and get the coil out. And I was like, I'm not going to get convinced otherwise. Like, this is the last thing that's within my control. And it just was something that kept coming back in the back of my head. It was always there. Like, could this be the reason? Could this make a difference? Like, it's obviously an animal object. I don't know if that's the right word. Something that's in my body that's not meant to be there, basically. Anyway, so I went and got had my appointment for my coil to get removed, and afterwards, the girl had said, "Once you get changed, let me have a wee word with you. So I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, don't bother them. She then said, I actually found something abnormal. So obviously, alarm bells start ringing. Like, and as soon as that word abnormal's been said, you're like freaking out a wee bit. And actually, what the abnormality was I had two coils. And so I was kind of really relieved that it wasn't anything more than that, to be quite honest. And it wasn't until I noticed how kind of flustered the girl was, and how when I spoke to my friend about it, or two of my friends who know quite a lot about all that sort of stuff, they were like, this is really bad. Like, that should never have happened. That could seriously have impacted your health. Like, so many different things. Like, how is it even possible? How is it even possible to have two coils in the same place and they not be noticed? So anyway, it's going to be an internal examination, because what's the word? Investigation is what I'm on. Because obviously it's something that shouldn't have happened. So that girl was quite adamant she was going to be writing a report and all that sort of stuff. And obviously then I'm like, when did this happen? How long has this been happening for? Like, I don't know how long I've had it's the Mirena coil. So it's a synthetic hormone that's been produced in my body, which already isn't ideal for a woman from what I'm learning. But I've been having effectively a double dose of that. We're having two coils in. And at first, when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, oh, maybe it was like years and years ago, and then for one coil won't have the hormone, and therefore it's fine. And it's only been for a short time that the hormone would have been doubled. However, when I spoke to my doctor, I had had the coil replaced in 2019, and then I had the had a, my laparoscopy, and at my laparoscopy appointment, I was under general anaesthetic. They had said they'd remove the coil and put a new one in, and that was in 2021. So effectively, and apparently coils can now last longer. So actually, I have had the double dose the whole time I've had the two of them in, if that's the time that it's went in. That's the only thing that I can think of, because I would have been asleep. So yeah, for the last like 3.5 years, I've had a double dose of progestin, which is a synthetic hormone. It is localized to the area, and they are saying it's maybe not connected. They don't think it's connected, however, it potentially could be. So I'm hoping and praying it is, just so that it stops all the issues I was having. However, it may not be, but this is more a lesson in knowing. You have that gut feeling, like you have that gut feeling with so many things, whether it be relationships, whether it be situations, whether it be conversations. You have that gut feeling for so often for so many things. And it was a gut feeling that I've been speaking about this for ages, for so, so long, about getting this coil removed. And I'm obviously, as you guys know, I'm like a universe person. Like, I believe the universe is kind of talking to you and sending you signs and signals and stuff like that. And with it being reoccurring, coming up in the back of my head, I'm like my body was trying to tell me, like, get this out. But I was getting convinced by professionals and other people that actually it would do me more harm than good. And actually, potentially, and the thing is, it's all potential, so what ifs and buts, because there's no way of knowing what impact that's had on my body, because it's not something that happens very often. In fact, everybody I've spoke to said I've never heard of that before. I did Google search it, and I think somebody in America it happened to. So yeah, just a lesson in knowing your body. Your body does tell you things. Like, it's incredible how clever your body is. I was trying to think of a better word there, but how clever your body is, and how, like I've said before about your body being a miracle, like it heals itself, but it also tells you when something's wrong. But you need to be have that awareness. You need to tap in and really listen. So often we just pump things off, or we get some pills to cover up a problem, and actually there's more to it than that. And had I not kind of went down more investigation routes, I was given pills. I was given amitriptyline for the pain of that I'm going through. And then when I found out what it was, I was like, absolutely under no circumstances am I taking that. I could have took it and I would have been out of pain, and then this coil would have been in double for God knows how long until I was getting it swapped. I was also given pain medication for changing the pH balance of my urine, and I was like, that's not, like, there's a problem here. I want to know what the problem is. I don't want to plaster over it. So yeah, know your body. It's your body. You decide, and just listen. Tap in and listen, and be relentless with your quest of getting answers. And also look at the other options of other ways to get answers. What could that, like, holistically? I've done a lot of holistic stuff. Anyway, my battery's about to run out of my laptop, so I better wrap this up. I hope that served you well. Just listen to your body, know what it's speaking to you. So just listen, tap in, and I'll speak to you next week. Have a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous week.